Monster Movie Media presents.
Welcome to Creepy Kingdom, a podcast all about the creepiness of the Disney films and theme parks. I am your host, Mr. James H. Carter II, and welcome to the 31 Creepy Days of Halloween. Every day this October, Creepy Kingdom will be releasing a brand new episode counting down to Halloween. 26 mini-episodes, 5 full-length regular ones are coming your way. You can follow along at home by going to creepykingdom.com. In this Creepy Days episode, Jeannie Gallo from the Princess Papers shares a special thing you could do to celebrate Halloween in Walt Disney World that you might not have thought of. Hello there. I am joined by Jeannie Gallo. Welcome back to Creepy Kingdom.
Hey, James. It is great to be on the show again. It's been a long time. I've been missing it.
Yeah, but I'll have to have you come back for a proper episode, as this is an episode for the 31 Creepy Days of Halloween.
But love Halloween. Love Halloween at Disney.
So, yep, I had to make sure you were a part of it.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. So, what is it you've come here to talk to us about today, tonight, whatever this you're listening?
Well, everybody talks about the Halloween party at Magic Kingdom, and there are some other things you can do, some adult-type things you might want to do around Halloween time, little extra special thing as like an alternative to a signature dinner. Last year, I did a special party at Disney for my father's birthday, and I think it would translate really great to a Halloween time of year party. Mm-hmm. And what we did was have a private dinner on the balcony of the Tower of Terror in Hollywood Studios.
Wow.
After park closing.
After closing, too, so...
After closing.
Wow, that's cool.
Entire park empty. Table sat up on the balcony above the gift shop at the queue line. Music playing. The lobby entrance of the ride open to see. And we were eating dinner on the balcony. So...
Incredible.
It was a lot of fun. Still had that whole creepy vibe. Nighttime, late dinner.
Sure. Especially with the park being empty. That is super creepy.
Not only going in, but when you leave and the whole park is empty, it's eerie. It's this little ghost town happening. But really fantastic time for, a Halloween dinner. And I did do a blog article about it. If you look back on my blog, theprincesspapers.com, back in April, you can see all the photos from the event. And it's titled, We Had Flames on the Tower of Terror.
Well, I'll definitely link to that in the show notes so you can find that right away.
Yeah, thanks a lot. We went through Disney catered events. And I do have a link to the Disney Catered Events website if anybody wants to look into it and who our party planner was. And it's incredible because you don't have to pay to get into the parks to do the event. You don't have to worry about parking fees, tickets, anything like that. The venue location. Now, all of this is subject to change, of course.
Sure.
How Disney is. But the venue location fee was only $250, and that's for 10 people. You could fit one table up there for 10 people.
Wow. How long did you have the location for?
90 minutes.
Okay.
So you have an hour and a half. And then, but prior to, now again, I don't know if they'll do this for everybody, but prior to the dinner, our park planner took us into the park while the park was, while Fantasmic was going and the park was closing down, and we had an escort through the park and we did a little tour all around the back of the park while everybody was clearing out, and then made our way towards the Tower of Terror as the park emptied. So that was nice, because usually they won't start after park hour events till later. But okay. since we did that, you know, they wait till the whole park's closed. But since we did the little tour, we were able to start our dinner a little earlier. But in the fall, the park closing times are moved back to earlier times, so it's not too late that you would be there for dinner. But yeah, I mean, the event location was $250, and then our dinner, we chose, there are many options, many, many menu options, and you can tweak them however you would like. We did a buffet with some very delicious food, and I did some special upgrades. Hmm. We had a big treasure chest of Mickey novelty ice cream bars and things from the cart. And for my dad's special birthday thing, we also had flaming donuts.
Oh, wow. Deep fried on fire.
Yes.
Donuts.
Yes. There, and if you look on the blog, you will see photos of flames shooting up from the pans into the plants on the balcony, on the billion-dollar ride filled with artifacts. And we also have some great photos of we're little itty bitty in the photo, but if you look, we're standing on the balcony, and our tour guide actually went downstairs and took pictures of us out waving over the balcony in the little unauthorized roped off area where we sat and had dinner.
Wow.
So, but can you imagine a better place to enjoy with 10 people during Halloween for a late night special private catered dinner?
Not at all. That is fantastic. Especially, I mean, Tower of Terror lends itself to wanting to explore more than what you actually see, because it implies there is more. Obviously there isn't, but it implies that there is a whole hotel there. So,
and you can, they do add-ons too. You can take your entire party right before your dinner. You can all go in for, I think it's around $15 a person. They will take you into the ride and you can have the last ride of the night.
Oh, and wow. So yeah, I was going to ask, it's an upgrade to be able to ride the ride?
Yeah. I mean, if you already have your park tickets, you're there. You could do it. But if you know, like our guests didn't have park tickets, they were coming in. So we didn't do the ride at that time. We just had the tour and the dinner, because it was, we were also surprising my father.
Wow.
But yeah, so you can all go together, ride with your party all together, and then exit the ride and have your dinner there waiting for you on the balcony.
That's, so, I mean, that seems like a requirement. If I'm going to do all this, you definitely want to go on the ride. I mean, that really makes it all together, I would think.
I didn't want to do that ride right before eating.
I mean, there's that. I wouldn't want to do it after eating, personally. Yeah. Before, maybe, but not after.
Yeah, and the great thing about it was the total cost. I mean, it's for 10 people. It's a minimum of 10, but it's also kind of a maximum of 10 based on the space limitations. But it ended up around $100 a person. Oh. So you really can't do any better than that for such a special experience. So contact Disney Catered Events for a great Halloween themed special dinner.
Yeah, maybe one of these days we'll get 10 Creepy Kingdom listeners together and we'll all have a special little dinner,
and I will help you any way I can. any way I can, because I'm going to be there.
Yes, of course you're going to be there. But, and I say this to say that 10 people that are going to pay $200, not just...
Aw, James.
I don't mean to be a jerk here, but...
Not a special 100th episode special thing for all of you.
I love the listeners more than life itself, but I don't have a grand to drop for dinner for everyone. So if I'm treating 10 listeners to dinner, we're going to Taco Bell. Or
something. Going off property. Yeah. You're not going to be on Disney property. Earl of Sandwich even upgraded their prices.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I was like. Anyways, Jeannie, people want to find. You've mentioned a little bit there, but why don't you tell everyone where you are on the internet?
I am on the internet at Twitter at JeannieBlue114, JeannieBlue114, 114, or at The Princess Papers. You can find my blog there. I've got interviews, I've got dining reports, I've got all kinds of special trip reports, some armchair imagineering, some great things. I'm also a contributing blogger to my sponsor, Imagination Vacations by Catherine. You can check her out for Disney trips. And I am a monthly columnist on WDWFanZone.com also. You can find some articles by me there.
Wow, you are just everywhere.
I'm trying. It's, you know, it's a love. It's a love. Love what you do, right?
Right, right. Well, thank you very much for... coming back on the show.
Thank you for having me, James, and for not creeping me out too much this time.
Well, we just talked about some yummy foods. So yep. It wasn't creepy this time. Next time, I got to make up for it.
And anybody wants to hear our preview show, they could go back on, was it episode 11, Darby O'Gill and the Little People we did for St. Patrick's Day. Did the movie review. Yes. Yeah.
I hope you were. I'm glad you remember the number, because if you were to ask, if you're gonna ask me out, I'm like, I don't know. But yes, episode 11, that you can find on our website at creepykingdom.com.
Also available on YouTube.
And YouTube and iTunes and Stitcher, any place you want it. Just Google Creepy Kingdom Jeannie Darby O'Gill. I'm sure it'll be right there waiting for you.
And you can hear James seriously creep me out.
I didn't make the movie. I was just telling you what was in it.
No. How you described it was not what was in the trailer.
Okay. All right. All right. Thanks, Jeannie.
Thanks a lot, James. I had fun. Happy Halloween.